We're moving on. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has expressed hope that Ankara will soon reestablish diplomatic ties with Moscow after he formally apologized for the downing of a Russian warplane last year. Erdogan expressed confidence that settling differences will help serve the interests of both Turkey and Russia. On Monday, the Turkish president offered his apology to his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin over the shooting down of a Russian warplane near the Syrian-Turkish border. One pilot was killed after being captured by terrorists while the other was rescued. Turkey then claimed the jet was hit over its airspace, but Russia rejected the claim, calling Turkey's action, quote, a stab in the back. Moscow also imposed economic sanctions on Ankara following the incident. Writer and radio host Stephen Lenman joins us now from Chicago to offer us his insight on that story. Mr. Lenman, welcome to Press TV's Top 5. What are your thoughts on Turkey's recent stance on the downing of the Russian jet?
Well, I jumped on this topic, and I'm writing about it today very simply. I called Erdogan's apology hollow. It's indeed hollow. Just think of what's going on in Syria. Russia wants peaceful conflict resolution, wants Syrian sovereignty protected, wants its territorial integrity protected, and Erdogan wants exactly the opposite. He wants endless war. He wants northern Syria annexed. He's working with ISIS and other terrorist groups, waging war on Syria, murdering its people. I mean, these are irreconcilable differences between Turkey and Russia. I don't see how normalized relations can possibly take place. Now, I have no idea what Putin will do. I'm certain he's furious at Erdogan. And whatever he does, all of this will be lurking in the background, Putin knowing that despite everything he wants to see achieved in Syria, Erdogan is one of the main obstacles opposing it.
Mr. Lenman, where do you think Ankara is going with this overture? Just recently, we also saw news that Erdogan has offered even to pay compensation for the downing of the jet.
Well, of course, that really is meaningless. Whatever he would pay, the sanctions that Russia imposed on Turkey and the business deals that were either suspended or discontinued altogether have cost Turkey in the first 6 months of this year, maybe $5-7 billion, something like that. I saw an estimate that if they continued for a year, Turkey could lose something like $11 billion. So if Turkey paid so many thousands of dollars, or maybe even millions, to compensate for downing the Russian aircraft, it may be compensation to the family of the killed Russian pilot. It's a drop in the bucket. It means nothing. But again, this really isn't the issue. The issue are the irreconcilable difference between Turkey, a warrior state, wanting Syria destroyed, and Russia wanting it saved, and the Syrian people protect. Want all this business in Syria brought to an end, conflict resolution responsibly, and Erdogan's policy is exactly the opposite. He's a war criminal. He's an international outlaw. If I was Putin, you know, I would go through the diplomatic niceties, but I absolutely would not have normalized relations with him.
So as you mentioned, it's still anticipated to see how Moscow will formally respond to what Erdogan has been saying. Basically, you think that the schism between these two countries over the issue of Syria has grown so vast that normalization of any form of ties and relations is something for the distant future?
I really think so. I remember Putin making a statement to the effect that normalized relations are really unattainable as long as Erdogan remains the president of Turkey. Has Putin changed his mind? I don't know. And despite any public statements that may be made, we simply will not know what's going on behind the scenes, what policy changes are in the offing, if any. What will happen going forward, we can only surmise what Russia will do, but I have to believe that Putin simply will not go back to business as usual with Erdogan. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lenman, writer and radio host Stephen Lenman joining us from Chicago.